My name is Bob. The net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Moonville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Moonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net and all interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Moonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on June 17th at Dodge Pratt, Northam Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. Amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up for you. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.moonvilleart.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KC2WI.
KC2NBU.
KA2VLA.
Okay, we've got three. We've got Pete, and we've got Ray, and we've got Clint. Pete, how was your day today? KC2WI and 5AOW.
I don't know what happened there. KC2WI, not a bad day. Tuesday afternoon when I came back from Lake Pleasant, sometime while I was outside taking things out of the car or doing something, I don't know what, I don't know what, to my back. And at some point I realized, geez, my back's a little sore. And the next day, of course, sleeping makes it worse, you know. It was really bad. And I had to go out and do a computer install and that, and it was all right. And people were like, oh, you know, let me lift that for you. I'm like, no, you sure you want to crawl under this? I said, no, it's better than sitting. Here, try this, you know, taking a leave, you know, which helped. And it didn't seem too bad towards the end of the day. And then Thursday I went to Watertown, and I don't know, it wasn't too bad overnight, but it wasn't too good. And Friday morning, boy, was really sore. So I went to the chiropractor, and you know, he said, yeah, you know, yeah, whatever. And to put some ice on it, that didn't seem to help very much. And, was pretty stiff again this morning. So the first thing I did this morning, I said, okay, well, I got some ibuprofen, whatever, but I'm going to go get some Aleve, and I'm going to take the thing into town that I need to take, and go to the bank, go to the post office, and if one of the big checks comes in, then I'll go to the bank. So I did all that. That helped, I guess. But I think what really helped is around 2 o'clock, I was just kind of doing stuff around here. I went up to the woods and went out in the sun, kind of just relaxed. And I did some stretching, you know, and probably just what most people wouldn't do. They'd be just not wanting to move. And I hiked around and this and that. And you know what? Feels pretty good now, and I think it's more of doing all that than the fact that I took a pill at 10 o'clock this morning. So far, so good. I actually, one of the things I did is took a little, not really a snooze, but relaxing in my little pocket hammock between a couple trees, and you know, that curves your back, sort of natural way, I guess. But whatever it was, so far so good. We'll see what happens in the morning. KC2WI.
Well, Pete, sounds like it. Sounds like you have similar problems at times. That just, I think, a little bit of exercise and the sun really helps. I know I get that occasionally, and nothing does it better than lay out in the sun or be able to get warm like that. I think it helps the muscles relax, and of course, with the Aleve, I think that does a real good job. I know what you're going through. I do it from time to time, and boy, it just plain raises the devil with me. And not much you can really do other than try to stretch and work it out. Well, good report. Doggone it, I hope you get feeling better, and maybe it'll go away by itself, a little more activity and exercise, and so sometimes that helps, sometimes it don't, sometimes it makes it worse. All right, well, I hope everything goes well for you. Ray, KC2, NBU, what's new today?
Well, we got 61 degrees up on the hill here, and what a beautiful day. I got a chance to sneak out with some buddies of mine and went up to the target range and did some target shooting. Had a blast. So just got a decent meal at Utah and call it a day.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't take much, just a little bit of activity and things you want to do, and you just do it in leisure and it works out okay. I like days like that, as well as getting, you know, some days you get a lot of things done and accomplished, and other days it just doesn't seem to happen. Well, good. I hope maybe tomorrow you have a day that's a little more productive if you want. If not, you relax and enjoy it. I think it's going to be sunny and fair. I'm hoping the weather stays the way it was today. Pretty good. And maybe spring will turn into summer shortly. All right, KA2VLA. Clint, how's everything with you this evening?
Good evening, Bill. Nice to talk with you. Not much going on today in Boonville. Went to the post office, checked the mail, and up in the coffee shop for visitation. And this afternoon, my son-in-law had a birthday party. KC2UXG. He's one of our brother hams. We spent the afternoon down at his place. Had lots to eat. And a few. Got, like I said, days. Get a little sleepy. Catch up on my sleep. So that's the way the day went. Nothing exciting, but it's a good day. We'll say 73.
All right, Quint. Doggone it, when you have a day you can enjoy like that, it makes it worthwhile. Sounds good. I know I do it occasionally. Just relax and enjoy the day. Today I got a little bit accomplished and made me feel good. Probably a little more than I expected to do, but worked out okay. So, that's great. Well, I hope you enjoyed coffee. I do. Today I made an extra pot and I worked on it all day long. Okay. Well, this is N5AOW looking for check-ins.
KA2ZNZ.
Back. KA2ZNZ. How are you doing this evening?
Well, we're doing pretty good this evening, I guess.
How about?
Yeah, I lost track of time here. I didn't even realize it was after 9 o'clock. But a beautiful day up around 72, 73 at the most, and down to about 61 now. So I kind of like the warm days and the cool nights. And without rain, of course, for a while. We have a few days without it, which makes it kind of nice. So other than that, we just had kind of a busy day. My wife and I were shopping and all these little things we have to do. So, 73's all around. KA2ZZ.
All right, Jack, real fine. And I want to thank you both, you and your wife, for the happy birthday yesterday. Mark relayed that on the Octan last night. It was quite nice. Not expected, but very nice. So I appreciate it. So, with that, we'll look for a few more check-ins if anyone's inclined to do so. And 5AOW.
KD2DXJ.
KD2DXJ. How are you this evening?
Good evening. This is Bill in Governor, New York. KD2DXJ is just sitting here listening to the net. And 54 degrees. And we had a beautiful day here. I did a lot of outdoor work, gardens, and vegetable garden work, and lawn mowing, and that kind of a thing. So just wanted to say hello. Everyone have a good evening. KD2DXJ.
All right, Bill, KD2DXJ, nice report. Sounds like you've got a little cooler weather than what we've got here, but very nice day anyway. Glad you checked that. Sounds good. Had a lot of nice folks check in this evening. Anyone else like to check in? Call in 5AOW. Okay, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? I'd like to check or thank Pete, Clint, Ray, Jack, and Bill for checking in. Always appreciate the check-ins. Anyone else listening? 73 to all. I'll now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. This is N5AOW clear.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
5AOW, good evening, Mark, no traffic.
KC2WI, good evening, Mark, no traffic.
Okay, name here is Matt, November Alpha Tango. Call is KR2RA, we're in Verona. Acknowledge KC2NBU, N5AOW, belated happy birthday, and KC2WI. Thank you all for checking in. Anyone else? KR2RA for Octum, looking for stations with or without traffic. Well, we got one more call here for Octum this evening. Anyone out there like to check in? Okay, thank you, all three of you, for checking in, 73. Have a good day tomorrow. KR2RA clear.